I do want to take this time to thank all of you for your prayers and your support and your words of comfort during these past few weeks of our life. Say we've kind of been in the midst of a storm and kind of an understatement, but we've been through it and we're preparing ourselves for the next round. So that's kind of what we as God's people do. We're either in the midst of a storm, coming out of the storm, kicking the head in. That's just the way our life on this earth will work. And it's all this is doing is building our faith and our trust in that God is in total control of all the situations. Now, it being the week of Thanksgiving, I was wondering how we were going to have a Thanksgiving message, and no better Thanksgiving message can be found in the book of Habakkuk. But here's a little piece of worthless trivia for you. This way you can amaze your family and friends at the dinner table this Thursday. Does anyone know what was on the menu for the first Thanksgiving? The very first. It was half a dozen oysters and a glass of salt. And it was William Bradford, who was one of the founding members of the Plymouth Colony, sat down at his table and he gave thanks for the bounty that, from the bounty that God had given him. Half a dozen oysters and a glass of salt water. Yum, yum. But you see, that's why he was giving thanks. It wasn't the meal that he was thankful for. He was thankful to the God that he served that blessed him with that meal. So when we gather around the table this next week, let us keep that in mind. It's not the fact that we're going to stuff ourselves to the point of unconsciousness. It's not the fact that the Cowboys will probably lose it then. But it's the fact that we serve a mighty, loving God. That's the reason why we can be thankful. And the same would be true here as we read in Habakkuk, the third chapter. Even though it seems kind of odd, the book of Habakkuk is a strange little book. It starts out with the prophet having a conversation with God, kind of chastising God with, do you not see what's going on around you, God? Are you just not blind? Do you not see the evil that your people are doing? You need to do something about this. And God answers, yes, I plan on doing something about it. Coming from the north is coming to the Babylonians. And they're going to come as instruments of my wrath and conquer Judah or Jerusalem. Then we see kind of later on in chapter 2 of Habakkuk goes, no, wait, hold it, God. That's not really what I was asking for. Yeah, you need to judge the sins of your people, but I'm not asking for like a drought. You know, a shortage of something or rather, you know, just a little bit of discomfort. We run out of toilet paper, you know, something like that. God replies back to Habakkuk and says, let me remind you, Habakkuk, I am God and you are not.
Yeah.
I will dispense judgment on my terms. I will show mercy on my part, not on yours. And so now we come into Habakkuk chapter 3. And we will see a complete change in the prophet. No longer is he questioning God's authority. No longer is he confused about what God is going to be doing in the lives of the people of Judah. But he steps back with a song of praise, with a song of thanksgiving. In the midst of what is coming, in the midst of judgment, we see the prophet with a heart of thankfulness, with a heart of praise.